So essentially what you're going to do when you're doing no-oriented questions is you're going to make no work for you. Okay, you're going to get them to give you a yes, but they're actually going to be able to say no. Yes, when you're going for a yes from somebody and you're constantly trying to get them to say yes, you're taking away their autonomy. And when someone says yes, sometimes it seems like a trap to them. It also seems like no matter what the question is, if they say yes, it's some kind of a commitment that they might not be ready to get into. So instead, ask them a question that they can answer no to, but it actually means yes to you, because saying no makes people feel protected, makes them feel safe, makes them feel like they still have all their cards hidden, and they just feel better about it. So if you put that question in a way that allows them to be negative, it works out better for you. Also, when you're constantly asking questions that you want a yes answer to, you look like that demanding mother who says, "Did you clean your room? Did you do the dishes? Did you do this? Did you make your bed?" Because everyone heard that from mom growing up, right? Yeah, and you're like, yes. And it's just like so annoying. So no one wants to be equated to the demanding mom. So instead, you can say, "Would it be impossible for you to make a copy of this for me?" And they're gonna want to say no, because maybe they don't want to make the copy. I don't know, but they're gonna say no. But is it gonna mean no? It's gonna mean yes to you because of the way you phrase the question. So it's really kind of magical how this works. Essentially, you are demonstrating concern for what the impact that ask is gonna have on that person. Because when you're asking someone to go run an errand for you, "Ooh, would it be impossible for you to run to the store and get this for me?" Okay, you're saying, "Yeah, by my tone of voice, I'm letting you know that I know this might be inconvenient for you, but would it be impossible for you to just do this for me?" Proper tone is important. Davey, take the next one. Sets up the powerful feeling of graciousness. You're better at this one than I am.
Because you can use the, I mean, there are a few phrases that are really go-to for no-oriented questions. So, would it be impossible to? Would it be ridiculous? Would it be out of the question? Like, those are three really good go-tos. If you want to make it a little bit more specific, so for example, say that you have to move a meeting, like this happens to me a lot, right? Then you say, "Would it throw off your whole, like, I know you're already busy, would it throw off your whole schedule if we moved this meeting?" So it's almost this opportunity again to express understanding, to express like, "Hey, I know you're busy, this might throw everything off." So you can even phrase the question in that way, right? Or something I really like to do is, "Would it be really difficult to, or would it be bothersome to?" So like you can use whatever you think, like, well, they might feel like this is annoying, or they might feel like this is going to be really problematic for them. And so then you say that in that no-oriented question. It's almost like a way that you can kind of address whatever it is that they're going to feel within the no-oriented question, essentially. So it makes it feel kind of gracious because you've thought about this. You've thought about how is this going to impact you? Instead of just making an ask and making sure they do it, you're thinking about, okay, this is going to impact this person in this way. And you express that, and then they're even more likely to want to do what you're asking, essentially.
It also, depending on the kind of question that you're asking, and some of the things that Davey was just saying kind of fall under this, makes the other side feel like the decision to do the action was theirs. So if you, and you can double whammy him with an accusations audit, you may think I'm being so irresponsible with my time and my schedule. Would it be impossible? Or would it put you in a bad position if we could move the meeting to 3 o'clock? And then they're going to say, "Oh, no, it's okay. We can move the meeting." It's going to feel like the decision was theirs because you basically asked that question in a way that it feels like they can decide whether or not they can make the movement. But because it was kind of geared at a no-oriented question, it makes them feel like they were nice enough to take that action for you and it was their decision.
Yeah,
Okay, so
like the
it
ball
does.
was in their court. They're doing this for you.
Yes. And
It
if that is
lets them feel like they're being nice.
exactly, and that is huge when you're talking about where you stand psychologically with somebody, because the more you make somebody feel like they are in control, the better they feel. even when they're not in control, because you know you're asking the questions in such a way that you are literally in control, but you're letting them feel like they have the control. So that does do something for people in their brains. So it's just something to really keep, you know, in the forefront of your mind when you're about to ask someone a yes question that you want a yes to. Take 2 seconds to frame it so that they can say no, but still mean yes to you.
Yeah, exactly. Then they feel like they're the ones that are, that they're maintaining power, essentially.
Yes, because no is a powerful thing to be able to say to someone.